Now, drug use in Australia, whether you're anti-drugs, indifferent, or potentially like to dabble, it's become a pretty severe debate, as you may have noticed. Now, the key findings of the 2018 Global Drug Survey have been released, and a few surprising statistics have surfaced. I'm joined now by Will Tregoning, Executive Director of grassroots organisation Unharm, to chat about what this means for Australia. Will, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No, it's a pleasure.
So now, according to this survey, 13% of Australians say they can get cocaine delivered quicker than a pizza. What, I mean, that seems like such a mind-boggling statistic. What does that mean in terms of Australia and, I guess, a drug problem?
Well, I mean, this kind of statistic is fairly common across countries similar to Australia. And in fact, one of the unique things about Australia is just how expensive cocaine is. I think in many other countries, the sort of capacity to get it delivered would be similar. What's interesting about it is that in the past, you know, there's this phenomenon people talk about in relation to drugs called the street, and it reflects that in the past, a lot of drug markets were in the street, like public drug markets. You saw the dealer and you went up and you had an exchange and off you went. That is almost like a dying phenomenon in the drug market. And, you know, because everyone has a smartphone now and delivery is much more like the norm. And I think this just shows, like, what capitalism does when it has a market. It can very efficiently deliver goods when there's a lot of value to consumers. That's what's going on. I mean, it's not affecting the overall rate of cocaine consumption. It's merely a market functioning very efficiently.
Okay, so the accessibility hasn't actually meant that consumption's gone up. I thought they would have gone hand in hand.
Well, there has been a trend towards slightly increasing consumption of cocaine over the past 10 years or so, but I mean slight. Like, it's not like a huge trend or anything. In fact, as Adam Winstock, who runs Global Drug Survey, commented, and I think accurately, one of the unique factors about the Australian drug market is that cocaine is so incredibly expensive, and that's perhaps or probably what has driven the popularity of methamphetamine here, because people who are looking for a stimulant effect, methamphetamine is, of course, way, way cheaper on a per-dose basis than cocaine. So, and interesting and unique. Other countries don't have that situation quite to the same extent.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I was reading that on average Australians say that they're going to be paying about $310 for a gram of cocaine, which is mind-blowing. It's the second highest price in the world. You'd think that that expense would, I guess, reduce, particularly the use of cocaine. You mentioned that methamphetamines have potentially become more popular because of it, but why do you think that that hasn't had an impact on the consumption of cocaine?
Right. I mean, I think it has an impact to an extent. Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why there is a relatively lower consumption than you might expect to see in other countries, in Australia. Price, people are sensitive to price. I mean, the thing with cocaine is that, in my view, it's the most unethical consumer product in the world, with a possible exception of slavery. The number of deaths associated with the cocaine trade is just phenomenal. Everyone who's getting their cocaine in Australia is participating in the same market that is causing the deaths of now over 100,000 people in Mexico. The Mexican cartels are the people who bring cocaine to Australia in the majority of cases. So if people are thinking about whether or not they should use cocaine, yes, price should be a consideration, but you should also consider whether you want to participate in a market that's directly linked to the murder of tens of thousands of people who don't even participate in the market, but wives, children, friends, family of people who are directly participating in the market.
Yeah, that's something that I feel doesn't get addressed very often. I mean, until you sort of mentioned it, it seemed like, I don't know why, it seems sort of an unlinked situation. It was like, oh, that's the Mexican drug trade, but it is directly linked with Australia then.
Yeah, I mean, all global production happens in South America. At the same time, like, one of the other hidden effects is the immense amount of environmental destruction that goes through the cocaine trade. Cocaine is usually very often grown in national parks in South America. It causes widespread deforestation. The chemicals that are used to process cocaine are not chemicals that should be in national parks, and then they are typically just released direct into waterways. There'll be children stomping coca leaves until they develop, you know, serious life-threatening medical conditions due to the solvents and all this sort of thing. It is a terrible, terrible trade. And yeah, these are, when people talk about the problems of drugs, these sorts of things are very rarely raised. I think there's so much focus on a kind of moral panic about the people who use drugs, and some of the more disparate kind of effects of this market very rarely enter the picture. And that's a problem. And that's a phenomenon of the whole legal system that we have right now, where, you know, prohibition focuses so much on individuals who use drugs, and it has been a complete failure at regulating markets in ways that can prevent some of those harms that other markets, with the exception of illegal markets like slavery, other markets don't really have such a wild kind of unregulated way of operating and are not destructive in quite the same ways.
And so I guess would then potentially regulating be the way to move forward, or how do we tackle this sort of issue in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yes, legalization and regulation is the only way, because that is the way that we control markets in every other aspect of life. What we have in relation to drugs is this wall between what we call drugs and the way we deal with every other thing in life that carries some sort of risk. The war on drugs says, oh no, we must treat these as, we must seek the elimination of these substances through criminal penalties and enforcement, which effectively leaves the market entirely unregulated. It's still a huge market in Australia. It's worth at least $7 billion a year, according to the ABS, and that's probably an underestimate. What we have right now is complete regulatory failure, and there's only one solution for that, which is legalization and regulation.
Well, fingers crossed something comes of it very soon. Will, thank you so much for your time this morning.
That's a pleasure.